Blog Talk Radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 7 p.m. And this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and I am joined once again by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace, and what an exciting night tonight is on Match At. We are coming out of Fairfield, out of the Countdown Brawl, and let me tell you, if you missed it, folks, oh my goodness, what an exciting night of action. It's always exciting in the NWF, but let me just tell you, this has to be probably one of my favorite nights of the year. I don't know, I say that a lot, but still. It's the truth. Anything that's the NWF is new, it's exciting, it's fresh, and if you miss it, oh dear. You need to watch Best and Loose, you need to check it out, and you need to make it to a show sometime soon in the near future, because it is hot, they are on fire. I mean, there is just no other way to describe it. We have a new golden ticket holder, and I mean, it is just, wow. Wow. That's the best way to describe it.
Wow.
For me to be at a loss for words and only have the word wow, yes, that is the only way to describe it, and that is not common for me.
No, you being at a loss for words is definitely not common.
I'm not even mad at you for saying that.
But yes, we do have a new golden ticket holder. And he just happens to be our guest tonight.
Yes, he does. He is young, he is exciting, he is on top of the world, and I'm going to tell you now, if you have not had a chance to see the Golden Boy, Jordan Clearwater, in action, you need to come to a live NWF event. And you know what? We've actually got one this Friday night at Bone Crushers, 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. Come check it out. Come check him out. Like I said, one of the most exciting entertainers we have. And if I were him, I'd be over the moon right now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, the golden ticket holder himself, Jordan Clearwater.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Welcome to Match At.
Thanks for having me,
Jordan. I've seen you over the last few years. I've seen you develop. I've seen how you've grown in the ring, and I've seen the way you stepped up recently, because I heard a promo you did not too terribly long ago, right before you introduced the NWF Army to the Golden Boy. And you're right, I mean, I heard a lot of the same things you did. A lot of people were saying, you know, things got handed to you and whatnot. Obviously, anybody that knows you, that's met you, that's had an opportunity to speak with you knows. You go out, you bust your butt, week in, week out, and to say that you are basically taking what you have earned, no one can really blame you for that, because you definitely were not handed anything. I see the effort, and I've seen how, you know, Roger just, he has faith in you, and he puts a lot on you because he has that kind of faith, but because he also sees how you work as well.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I don't want to be mistook as thinking that I should be handed things, but I've been at the NWF for almost 3 years now. You know, I've busted my butt first in last belief, And I've worked for these opportunities, and I think it's time that I start, you know, start taking what I feel like I've earned. And it's not to, in spite of the NWF Army, you know, they're there with me. They've helped me all this way, and I think they want to see the Golden Boy at the top. And Jordan Clearwater isn't going to sit idly by and let people pass him. You know, it's time for a new era of the NWF. I want to be the person to usher that in.
And I think you're right on track to do that. I mean, like you said, I mean, nothing you've said has been inside of the Army or inside of anybody, actually. It's just more of no more just sitting by and be, I won't call you passive, but you've never been one that's been overly, you know, you've been, you're very nice about things sometimes, and sometimes people take advantage of that. And it's more or less putting your foot down saying, you know, I'm done letting people, you know, pass me by that. I know that I work as hard as. So I'm stepping up and I'm taking my opportunities that I've earned. And I applaud you for it.
I appreciate that. And, you know, it's not an or situation. It's not a, I've worked very hard and now it's time for me to be, you know, where I want to be. It's an and. It's more of a, I've worked very hard and I'm going to continue to work hard and bust my butt, show up at every training, every show, do whatever's asked of me and stay humble, stay respectful, and keep pride in myself. And just be more, you know, hold myself to a higher standard, be more confident, because, you know, it's time to for the changing of the guard, so to speak, and I want to be the person that leads that charge. I want to be the person who sets an example and acts really as a leader for the people that are coming up and for, you know, other people on different shows, not just the Northern Wrestling Federation. So it's something that's carried over, you know, outside of the Cincinnati, Ohio area, and I'm, you know, extremely excited to see where it takes me.
I as well am very interested in seeing how this progresses for you, because I've been around longer than I'm willing to admit right now, and I can honestly say I've seen a lot of different people come through the company. I've seen a lot of different people outside of the company, and by far, you are probably one of the most, especially nowadays, one of the most gifted, but you've also, you're not forgetting where you started either. And there are very few people I can honestly say that about. They start being beyond or moving up on the indies and stuff, and they forget where they started, and they all of a sudden think they're better than everything. And I see you as a person, just as I saw Abyss. He's never forgotten where he started. He's still one of the most humble people I've met and that I've had an opportunity to be around. I see you as being that same type of person, like that personality of you've never gotten bigger than where you, as far as like your mindset, you've never gotten bigger than where you started. You've achieved more, but like your mindset still of, This is where I started, this is my beginning, and I'm not going to forget that. So, and that's something that's rare nowadays. There's a small handful of people I've seen like that.
Yeah, and I think that's really what, you know, and of course I'm still on the upside of that, but everybody that I've ever seen over time, everybody that I've ever studied, all the success stories of people like Abyss or Wildcat or even, you know, Chad or Carl Anderson, is that they've never forgotten where they've come from. And history repeats itself, as we all know. So it's important to study, you know, your history, especially your own, so you don't make the same mistakes that you have, you know, early on in your career. So that's why I think it's always important to stay humble and you know where you came from and be grateful for everything.
So that's honestly, that's a very good trait to have. That's something I can honestly say I myself am very proud of you for. I can I won't presume to speak for him, but I would be pretty willing to go out on a limb and say that's something that Roger Ruffin would be very proud of. I think a lot of the guys that you had the opportunity to work and train with would say the same thing, that they would be very proud of you in that aspect. But work with me here for a second. Let's discuss this past Saturday in Fairfield. There were some really, really interesting styles of matchups. You had Pompano Joe going one-on-one with the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams. And I've had an opportunity. I know both individuals. Obviously, I know Pompano a little bit better, but that is two very hard-hitting individuals. Now, Pompano did squeak out the win by hook or by crook, but still, the energy, just that match alone would set a tone on, I would say, just about anywhere, because that, to steal a line from a very famous announcer, that had to be a real slobber knocker.
Yeah, so from what I saw from the match, just from knowing Pompano Joe and, you know, wrestling him and knowing Aaron Williams and, you know, teaming with Aaron Williams on certain shows, that they're both very hard-hitting. They both put in a great match, I thought. It was great for the NWF Army to see. It was a little different than what they might be used to, which is great. Hard-hitting, it really, you know, the fan reaction is what tells the story, and the fact that they were so receptive to the match just tells me that they, you know, went out there and gave it their all, and that was fantastic. And, you know, I'd maybe like to see a part two. You'll never know.
In the NWC, you never know month to month, week to week, what you're going to see, because we have people coming in all the time. New faces, old faces, returning faces, you name it. There's no doubt in my mind, you never know who's going to show up at an NWF show. We saw Jesse Hyde go one-on-one with Lexus Montez for the Unified title. Now, of course, behind the referee's back, Lexus did use that title to gain a victory on Jesse Hyde. Now, you've had an opportunity, you've had an opportunity to be in the ring with both individuals. Lexus Montez doesn't need to stoop to those tactics to win a match. So the fact that he actually does it is, I think, what burns me more than anything. The kid's got the talent. He's got the ability to win a match on his own without cheating. Thank goodness, though, for Nate Pelley, because there will be a return match next month in Fairfield, Jesse Hyde and Alexis Montez. But this time there's going to be two referees involved. So Alexis better step up
the
game and
I'm excited to see that part too. You know, I trained with Lexus, and Lexus and I came up together in the same class. So we've wrestled each other. Not only, you know, we've wrestled each other not only in the NWF, but, you know, and PTW down in Paris, Kentucky. Now we've wrestled all over the place, Lexus and I, and we've got a history that runs deep. 3 years ago. Two of the same mold, I would say, but we've taken two different paths to get to the same goal. You know, I like what I see out of him. He's very talented. He does what he does, and he does it well. But the fact that he has to continually cheat to win, you know, what does that say about who he is as a person? And I love Jesse Hyde. He's always been a great advocate for Roger at the NWF and for the fans. So I think that's a match I really want to see come June.
Most definitely. We also had we had a couple of tag team matches, both of them very interesting and very different. First off, we saw the tag team champions, the Crimson Mafia. They were scheduled to take on Aaron Extreme and Ace Austin. However, due to unforeseen circumstances, Ace Austin was unable to make the show. But they found Aaron Extreme a different tag team partner in Big Bad Brandon Taggart. Now, that to me is a very unique team all on its own. You've got Aaron Extreme, who's probably one of the smallest guys in the business, teaming with Brandon Taggart, who, as you know, not quite as little. He's not what I would call like huge, but he's definitely a bigger guy, and he's definitely one that can that knows how to use his size to his advantage. And they work very well together, almost seconds away from becoming the new Northern Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions until a blatant disqualification caused by Wildcat Chris Harris. That's something I think any team that takes them on needs to keep in mind. They have to have that third eye around, keeping an eye on Wildcat, because he will do whatever he has to make sure his team wins.
Yeah, so that was the cool thing about my tag team with David Tyler, was that I was more of the, I would say, the muscle behind the group, and Tyler was more of the agile, high flyer. And that contrast in styles is really what propelled us, besides being new, hungry up-and-comers. And I see that in Taggart as well, and his team in Fairfield really showcased that. I mean, the size difference, it can really play off of each other's strengths, and I think they did that well, even from the beginning of the match at their entrances, you know, showcasing the differences in size, but working as one. Now, the Crimson Mafia, I know them really well. I've wrestled them individually. I've wrestled them in tag team matches. I've wrestled them all over the NWF for months, so I know their tactics. And quite frankly, the reason we lost the titles, the championship belts to the Crimson Mafia, was because of the assistance from Wildcat Chris Harris. I don't think they can get it done on their own, but I would be surprised to see what's going to happen with Wildcat in next Fairfield.
Most definitely, because, like I said, that right there, that is your difference maker. If he's involved, there's no telling what's going to come from that. And then there was another tag team match that night as well. You had the greatest villain of all time, Ryan Stone, as he teamed up with your former tag team partner, David Tyler, who has definitely shown a different side to the NWF Army, and it's a side I'm not very fond of. As they took on the new up-and-comer, Josh Adams, and the NWF champion, the Titan. Now, Titan's no slouch, and neither is Josh Adams, but the inexperienced part on Josh's behalf kind of played to a disadvantage for them as Stone and David Tyler picked up that victory over them. However, because there is so much bad blood between those four, Nate Pelly did sign two singles matches going into the June 16th show in Fairfield, where you're going to see David Tyler go one-on-one with Josh Adams, and Ryan Stone gets a shot at the NWF Championship as he takes on the Titan. Again, you know all four individuals rather well, especially David Tyler, whom you tagged with, Ryan Stone, who you've had a long-standing feud with, and then the Titan, who you've trained with. I mean, those four individuals, we know Josh Adams wants to get his hands on David Tyler. David Tyler just completely blindsided him. And everyone is, the only thing Ryan Stone cares about, besides himself, is that NWF Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, so that match is one that I watched very closely. Especially going into the Countdown Brawl. And the thing that I'm going to be looking for next month is Ryan Stone versus the Titan. I've got my eye set on not only Lexus, not only Alex Hayden, but also the Titans. And that's because him and I, we trained together. He taught me my first lockup. He taught me everything that I know. And I would love nothing more than to face him for that NWF title. Now let me speak to Ryan Stone. Stone likes to proclaim himself as the greatest villain of all time. Well, I'm the polar opposite. I like to think that I'm the greatest hero of all time. And that's why I believe Stone and I have had so many altercations. We are the exact opposite. He is the darkness and I am the light. He was the golden child and I'm the golden boy. And I would love nothing more than to prove to everybody, including Ryan, that at the end of the day, light shines over darkness, good triumphs over evil, and that I'm the real golden boy, and I'm that much better than him. But that's what we're going to have to see unfold next month. As far as David Tyler is concerned, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in what he's done with Josh. I like to consider Josh more than just an acquaintance at wrestling. He's one of my friends. And the fact that David Tyler turned his back on the NWF Army and turned his back on Josh Adams just makes me sick. So this upcoming Fairfield, I want to see Josh get his revenge on David Tyler. Not just for me, but for him too.
I think the whole NWF Army would agree with you on that. I think they definitely want to see Josh kick David's butt. And and speaking of your interest in that match between Titan and Ryan Stone, let's speak about the Countdown Brawl itself. 8 men stepped into that ring, 7 of whom we knew going in. We knew Hollywood Adam Swayze, Brody Cormick, the 5-star superstar and self-proclaimed 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson. You had the 2018 Rumble winner, the Star Rider. We had Stewie Staggs, legendary Larry D. And then we also had the Golden Boy, Jordan Clearwater. And then there's always that 8th surprise element, who turned out to be none other than the man himself, Roger Ruffin. Now, I know being in there with guys like Jay Donaldson, Brody Cormick, Stewie Staggs, Larry D., they can be some big, intimidating individuals to be in a ring with. But then you add the man that runs it all. You put Roger Ruffin in that match. And that just adds a whole new level of energy, of nerves, of what in the world am I going to do? I'm in here with the man. The guy that is probably responsible for better than half of his individuals being in this business. I mean, that's a heck of a feat to step into. What was your thought when you heard that music hit for that eighth competitor?
I would say shock and awe when I heard that music hit, because I know that music real well. And, you know, at the time being, I was worried about, man, how are we going to get Larry D out of this match? I mean, talk about a behemoth. Talk about having a target on his back. And just when I'm worried about one person, Roger Ruffin enters the mix. So it was a mix of emotions, and it was you said it best, honestly, how do I wrestle the man who runs it all? Now, Roger and I have gone back a few years. We've wrestled each other. He was my first match, actually, Roger was. So I'll never forget the day that I first stepped foot in the ring, let alone against the man, Roger Ruffin. And to think that it's almost come full circle now, being in the Countdown Brawl and winning the golden ticket, man, I was a flood of emotions. At one point, I was kind of hoping that maybe we team up to eliminate some people. But before I knew it, he was out of the ring thanks to that no-good Adam Swayze. But, wow, talk about a surprise entrant, that's for sure.
Well, speaking to Adam Swayze, he's had his own problems between him and his agent and the ladies of the NWF because they have made no friends, and that restraining order is now gone. There is no running. There is no hiding. There is no protection. Hell hath no fury like a woman you've pissed off. So I would like to say I feel sorry for them, but I don't, because they're going to get everything they deserve, especially Gideon. But it came down, the countdown brawl, to you and Jay Donaldson, who I know has been a thorn in a number of people's sides over the years, including yours. So to pick up a victory over Jay Donaldson had to be gratifying, especially in such a big match.
You know, Ms. Kelly, I couldn't have asked the Countdown Brawl to end any other way. Jay Donaldson has been a thorn in my side since I first stepped foot through the NWF. When we think about things that I've done in the company, I always can trace it back to Jay Donaldson. Things that he's gotten his nose in, things that he's interrupted, plans of mine that he's stepped foot in. So not only was it gratifying, but the sheer moment that took place at the end of the Countdown Brawl was indescribable. I mean, God love Jay. And I know the NWS and him, fans don't really see eye to eye with him, and neither do some of the wrestlers. And, I mean, heck, not even myself all the time. But we gave it our all, and I will always respect Jay for what happened at the end of that match. I've respected Jay from day one. He's been at the top of the NWS, and I'd love nothing more to go through him to claim my spot at the top of the NWS. So Jay and I, we gave it our all, and as you found out, the best man won. So one by one, I'm knocking down the people at the top so I can claim my spot. And it's kind of a surreal moment because it's something I've been working towards my whole career, and now it's finally coming to fruition. So, Jay, I respect you. We had a good, hard-fought match. Now stay out of my way so I can get to where I need to be and where I belong on the top of the NWS.
Now, I saw something earlier today because I haven't been on Facebook a lot recently, and I want to ask you about it because you two have faced off once before. I saw where they have posted we have a NWF Futures show coming up. And they're listing a young man by the name of Andrew Reed for that show. What are your thoughts on that young man?
Well, I want to encourage everybody that's listening to this, or anybody that will listen to this, to please come out to the student show. What a great way to see the new and upcoming rising stars of the Northern Wrestling Federation. When I first started, you know, Ms. Callie, we didn't have student shows. This is a great way to showcase the people that are at training, they're busting their butts, they're working hard, and that leads me to Andrew Reed because he's one of them. Every Tuesday and Thursday, I'm down there and I see him. And just like I mentioned, Ryan Stone is the exact opposite of me, Andrew Reed is the exact opposite of me. Everything that I've worked for, everything that I've earned in the NWS, he wants to take away. He wants to be given that spot. I want to earn it. And I tried on that first student show to instill respect and pride in him. I just couldn't do it. So I had to resort to a match. And we fought hard. We really did. We had a great match. And at the end of the night, it was me standing tall, offering my hand to Andrew Reed. But he turned it down. He turned it down and disrespected me and embarrassed me in front of the NWF Army, and that's not okay. If you're going to lose, at least take it with some pride. At least know you did your best. That's not Andrew Reed. He wants to be handed everything. He wants to be handpicked. Well, I don't know if Andrew Reed and I are going to meet again at the student show, but I'll be there. I'll be there watching to see what he has to offer. Because like I said, Ms. Callie, I want to be the person to open these floodgates. I want to be the person to lead this company into the new era, the era I like to call the golden era. And I want to give everybody, each and everybody, an opportunity, Josh, Star Rider, Andrew Reed, and all the people on the student show to rise up, have a chance to make a name for themselves. But they need to do it the right way. They need to be respectful. They need to have pride in what they're doing. And they need to stay humble. And I don't see that in Andrew Reed just yet. So we'll have to see how he comes along, especially at the student show. So if you guys haven't checked that out, you need to. It's a blast. It's a great time. And it's a fresh face. It's a fresh roster full of faces that you need to see.
I can definitely attest to that. I happened to be at the very first one. And I can honestly say the company is in good hands. This is a great, great class of individuals that are up and coming, making their way. Some of them are going about it the right way. Some of them are kind of listening to some of the wrong people, and we'll just have to see what the future holds for them as well. But all in all, great competition. They wonder why we say the first, the last, the best. Come check out the future show, because you will see very quickly why that is a very true statement, because every one of these guys busts their butt. Some of them just take a lot more pride in what they're doing when they're out there. Jordan, I can definitely say you're one of those people. I can definitely say guys like the Star Rider, Josh Adams, and a few of the other young men that were on that very first future show do take pride in what they do. They go about it, they work hard, and they're earning opportunities. And I think Andrew Reed may learn it, but he's going to probably have to learn it the hard way, and that's very unfortunate. Because he is a young man that has a lot of talent, a lot of potential, and we'll just have to see what happens on this next show. Speaking of upcoming shows, though, we got a big one this Friday night fight. Always, no pun intended, a bone-crushing night of action. Anytime you come down to Bone Crushers, but especially for Friday night fights. And then we've also got coming
up.
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you've never been down to Bone Crushers, especially our new building, you need to be there. The new Bone Crushers is fantastic. It's nice. It's got air conditioning. It's clean. And there's always a fun night of action. What a way to kick off the Memorial Day weekend.
I like the air conditioning, yeah. definitely a step up. And if anybody has any worries about stairs, there are no stairs here. Very fan-friendly, very easily accessible for all individuals. Great time, great action. Doors do open there at 6 o'clock. Is that correct? Yeah, 6 o'clock. So we have a special 7 o'clock bell time at Bone Crushers. We are at 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place, so make sure you check that out. And then on June the 16th, when we return to the UAW Hall, you're going to see the man that has been now screwed over twice by Brody Cormick. And please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's going to be Brody's undoing. That is a man I do not want to piss off. He will go one-on-one with legendary Larry D.
Ms. Callie, if there was one person in the whole world I wouldn't want to piss off, it would be legendary Larry D. Let me tell you, I do not want to be on the opposite side of that man. I've wrestled Larry. I know Larry very well. And let me tell you, when you piss him off, it's like a freight train coming through. Brody's got something else in store for him, let me tell you.
I mean, do people just have, does he have like a death wish? I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want to piss off Roger Ruffin either, but come on, Larry D, I have seen what this man can do. He will press you over his head and throw you out the ring. There are not many people that can do that at all. I mean, that is a scary individual. I don't think he realizes exactly how strong he is. And anybody that's on the opposite end of that fist, hope you have good dental insurance. Period.
You know, they might need a little bit more than dental insurance. They'll probably need life insurance.
Well, no, that is true. Life insurance may be a good
Brody's
thing as well.
Brody's going to need life insurance after next month.
You know, I'm going to agree with that. So if Brody's listening or if his wife is listening, make sure his life insurance policy is paid up. He's going to need it.
Exactly. Yep.
Because he has just pissed off the wrong individual. Jordan, I noticed something you said earlier, though, is regard to you're watching all the champions. So you're not particularly saying you're going for this title or that title. You're keeping your eye open and just keeping an open mind about what you feel is going to be the best matchup for you as far as competition-wise, who you feel you can have the best match with for that championship? Or have you actually set your sights on one specific?
You know, Ms. Kelly, I'm open to all suggestions, and I'm going to keep my mind open for the next couple of weeks as I watch the competition, but I would love nothing more than to sit on top of the NWF, not with the golden ticket, but with the heavyweight championship. Because that is the man to be. That is the man to be, and that is the man I've always wanted to become. The NWF championship has a rich history that runs through to the beginning of the company. And sure, I have not held the Unified or the Tri-State title, and maybe that'll still come up as well, but let me tell you, I'm watching a very closely on what happens next month between Titan and Ryan Stone. Because that NWF title, that is my ticket. That is my real ticket. So that title is the key to the castle. And I will do everything in my power to chase that until I hold that belt up high as the golden boy.
You know, that's a very good aspiration, and I think you will make a very fine NWF champion, whether it be defeating the Titan, defeating Ryan Stone, or maybe if it's down the line further. But the other thing you were very right on is the history of that title. It does have a very rich history. It's had some very incredible champions. Guys like Wildcat Chris Harris, Rob the Bomb Williams, Carl Anderson. There have been a multitude. Roger Ruffin himself has held that title. A multitude of phenomenal champions. And that would definitely be a list to aspire to put your name on. Because that will definitely be a belt you have to earn. No doubt whatsoever, especially with the current champion. And do not get me wrong, I have all the respect in the world for Titan. He is a great champion. I would love nothing more than to see the era of the Titan continue a while longer. But at the same time, and in the same breath, if it were to come down to the Golden Boy versus the Titan, I would not be disappointed in either outcome of that match.
And the best part of that match, I think the best part of that match would be to know that the NWF is going to see a clean fight. And at the end of the day, the best man truly will win. Because believe that Titan has the NWF Army's best interest. I have the NWF Army's best interest. And I'm all in on the era of the Titan. But I do believe it's time for it to be the golden era.
So stay tuned. Make sure you check it out. We've got a lot of upcoming phenomenal shows coming your way. We will return to Fairfield. Please, go ahead.
Like you said, Ms. Callie, Fairfield next month. We also have several more events coming up as well, which I'm extremely excited for. We're returning to Hits in Covington on Saturday, June 23rd. And we're also coming back to Wilmington, Ohio on Saturday, August 4th, and that's the Clinton County Fairgrounds.
Always, always a good time in beautiful Wilmington, Ohio. And I got to tell you, I actually did go into Hits.
Oh, me too. I love going to Hits and Wilmington for that matter.
But the one thing that Hits has, and it's not a knock to Wilmington or any place else, fans. Because I kid you not, this is a recipe for a great time. Never fails. Good, solid wrestling, and an ice cold beer.
That's right, ice cold beer.
So make sure you join us at Hits and Covington on June 23rd, Fairfield on June the 16th, and don't forget, folks, we will be at 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place this Friday night, May the 25th, for Friday Night Fights. So be sure you join us there. Be sure you check out all the action that the NWF has to offer. Check out our Facebook page, Northern Wrestling Federation. Check out our website at www.nwfwrestling.com, the hotline 513-5704-NWF. Keep up with all the excitement, all the action. Jordan Clearwater, I am beyond proud of you for winning the Countdown Brawl, for capturing that golden ticket. The way you conducted yourself as an in-ring performer, outside the ring, representing the company. I think when it is the time for the golden era to start, I am all in behind it, because anybody that can lead the company into the next generation with pride, honor, and dignity is a champion and a person I can stand behind. And with that being said, I can definitely see the Army, myself, and the locker room standing behind you as we have stood behind the Titan.
Well, Ms. Kelly, I'm very glad to hear that. I'm very glad that you're supporting my initiative here. And my goal is to win over each and every NWF Army fan that thinks otherwise, because I believe that it would behoove them to get behind the golden era, to get behind the golden boy, and see a changing of the guard, see a bunch of new faces, a bunch of new challengers, and a refreshing start to the NWF. And I appreciate you having me on the show. It was a pleasure to join you tonight.
I appreciate you very much for joining us. Again, congratulations, and cannot wait to see what happens this Friday night at Bone Crushers for Friday Night Fights. Ace Diamond?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything you would like to add?
Jordan, congratulations. I think I echoed just about everything Miss Callie said. I'm very excited to see where the golden era takes the NWF.
Certainly. I appreciate you having me on your show, and very glad to always be a guest, and I can't wait to look forward to the day that I join your show as the new Northern Wrestling Federation champion slash maybe the unified champion slash maybe the tri-state champion. You never know. You have to keep your eye. The golden ticket lets you go after any title, any place, at any time.
Very true.
I'm looking forward to that day as well.
Once again, Jordan, thank you for joining us tonight. A. Simon, thank you for having us on the show. Remember, folks,
Absolutely. This
is Friday night, 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place for Friday Night Fights.
Thank you again, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Alright, see you Friday.
Have a good
night. See
you. Well, that's about all the time we have for tonight, so I want to thank Mr. Golden Ticket, Jordan Clearwater, and Miss Callie. I have a party to attend. I will talk to you later. Have a good evening.
Have a good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jordan Clearwater, and that was Mr. Golden Ticket, the Golden Boy, Jordan Clearwater, and Miss Callie. Be sure to tune in next week on Matt Chat. I will have a guest announcement or a topic announcement very soon on Facebook and Twitter. Have a good night, everybody.